Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's the Gwinnett Chamber Business Expo and Job Fair. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Mike Salmon back at the Gwinnett Chamber's Business Expo. It's been a crazy day. We've had lots of businesses come on, and it's our pleasure right now to introduce to you the president of the Gwinnett Chamber, Dr. Daniel Kaufman. And Dr. Kaufman, congratulations on another successful event today. It's been unbelievable.
Thanks. I appreciate that very much. It's been a great day for us and for all the presenters here. And we've had a steady stream of traffic since we opened at 1 o'clock, and the 4 hours seems to have flown by.
You've been now the president of the Chamber for about how long?
About 14 months.
About 14 months, a little over a year.
Right.
Give us a State of the Union address, if you will, for the Chamber as it stands right now.
Well, I think all of us see an improving economy, and that makes my job easier, and it makes everybody's job a little easier. But I think what we're seeing in Gwinnett is growth across every sector. As you know, we were heavily dependent on banking and real estate. Now we're trying to be much more diversified in advanced manufacturing and logistics and healthcare, and a lot of other high-paying jobs that really are growing at a good pace. And so across every dimension that I talk to people about, we see enthusiasm and an improving economy.
Dr. Kaufman, in your 14 months on the job, what would you say has been the biggest surprise, something maybe that you did not expect, good or bad? I'm sure you'll spin it positively, but maybe something good, maybe, that you didn't expect.
I'm having more fun than I thought I would. How's that? Of course, an improving economy helps, but I think the extent to which people want to be engaged and they really want not just their business, but the entire community to succeed. And so I've been very impressed with the commitment that people have, not just to their business, but to the community.
Here on Business Radio X, we have interviewed hundreds and hundreds of business leaders just during the last year alone. Many, unfortunately, are not members of the Chamber just yet. For those that are not members, what would you say to them?
Well, if you want to help grow your business, I mean, that's what we're in business for. We're here, we work for you. But if you want to really not just grow your business, but frankly, be part of the community and be engaged in the community, and this is what I tell our new members. Thank you for joining the Chamber. We're going to help you grow your business. But more important, you're going to be engaged with the community to help us all grow, to build not just a quality of life, but a quality of place that is so important as we try to attract people to come here, to move their business here, or start their business here, or grow their business here. We want them to live here, send their kids to school here, play here. So we really want to be a live, learn, work, and play kind of community. And that's what the Chamber provides the pathway to do. And so if you're in business in Gwinnett and you're not part of the Chamber, you're missing a great opportunity.
I want to make sure we give out that website, too, because that's where you can find just about anything you want to know about the Chamber.
Absolutely, and it's www.gwinnettchamber.org, and come see us.
Continued success. Congratulations on the 14 months, and we'll keep it going.
I appreciate it so much. Look forward to working with you guys.
All right, Dr. Daniel Kaufman, the president of the Gwinnett Chamber, here from the Gwinnett Chamber's Business Expo.